Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow First Half 2014 Financial and Business Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Vladimir Chubar. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining today's call. I am Vladimir Chubar, CEO of Credit Bank of Moscow, and I will present our financial results for the first half of 2014, along with Ms. Elena Shved, Head of Financial Division. Unfortunately, my usual co-speaker, CFO Eric DeBashan, won't be able to participate in today's announcement call due to a business trip. First of all, I would like to make a brief outline of Credit Bank of Moscow recent business development, and after that, Elena will comment on financial results. For objective reasons, Russian banking sector was among the most suffering industries from the adverse effect caused by several waves of Western sanctions aimed to reduce business activity of a number of government bodies, but obviously set off a negative chain reaction throughout the whole market. This resulted in detrimental macroeconomic trends, which together with the complex political situation and possibility of further set of sanctions, forms a very rough environment, making market participants to review their forecasts for downgrade. At the same time, it's worth noting that changes in the industry landscape, which became a challenge for Russian banking sector, obviously open an opportunity for banks not directly exposed to economic sanctions to sidestep their peers and expand their market shares. Against this backdrop, Credit Bank of Moscow continues its sustainable growth with a focus on robust risk management and an adopted strategy, which has already proved its efficiency and resilience to the market shocks. Our geographical concentration and strategic focus on retail and wholesale trading sector, referring to short-term lending, are distinctive business features which we see as the basis for our further growth. Let's go to slide number five, which provides us with an overview of the bank's key developments in the first half of 2014. The bank's net income for the six-month period of 2014 reached 4.2 billion rubles, which is 10.9% higher than last year's result for the same period. Operational efficiency retained at a healthy level. Expanded loan portfolio was the main driver of asset growth, with the loan book quality maintained at a high level relative to the average performance of Russian banking sector, with NPL ratio of 1.9%. It's worth mentioning here that Credit Bank of Moscow closed its debut mortgage-backed bonds deal in June. Let's now move to slide number six with an overview of corporate banking business of the bank. Corporate business is a core business for the bank, representing 67% of the bank's lending business and providing 56% of loan portfolio revenues. Lower dynamics of our corporate portfolio growth in the first half of 2014 stems from tightened risk management policy and being more selective in terms of new and already existing customers. Loan portfolio is well diversified by industries, with the largest exposures to commercial construction, food and farm, electronics and metallurgy. The bank is mainly focused on short-term lending, therefore mainly employing high turnover of credit resources. Now let's move to slide number seven, which covers retail banking business of Credit Bank of Moscow. Retail banking book expanded up to 33% of total loan book and comprises mainly of consumer and mortgage loans, which together amount to 87% of total retail loan book. On deposit side, CBM continues to attract retail customers, currently being 11th largest bank in terms of retail deposits in Russia. Our network is developing on an ongoing basis, making it more convenient for our customers to use any of the bank's services. If you have any questions about our business development, You may ask them or at Q&A session at the end of our presentation. And now I suggest moving to the next part, financial performance, to discuss our first half 2014 financial results in more detail. Yelena, please.
Thank you, Vladimir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's now turn to slide number 9 and start our financial performance review from income and expenses dynamics. As evidenced by left upper graph, the growth of operating income is based on an increase of net interest income by 41%, up to 10.9 billion Russian rubles. Loan portfolio sustainable growth together with expanded retail lending became the main drivers of interest income growth. One of the most main sources of fee and commission income growth was 2.5-time increase of commission income from plastic cards based on development of this business segment in the bank during last years. Return on assets and return on equity continued to retain at above the market average, while net interest margin, driven by an increase in volume of lending operations, also stands at a healthy 5.1%. Operating expenses grew by 37% in reporting period, with salaries and employment benefits up by 33% and administrative expenses up by 39%. Fundamental reason for such an increase is general development of the business of the bank. Operating efficiency maintained at a high level, with cost-to-income ratio being one of the lowest among the peers at a level of 34%. Now let's move to next slide, slide number 10, which gives us a review of the bank's asset structure, which remains quite stable, with 71% referring to loan portfolio book. The bank's assets increased by 7% in the first half of 2014 and by 58% from the beginning of 2013, thus continuing to grow above the market average. Our asset development is traditionally based on expanding corporate and retail loan books, which grew by 9% and 19% respectively in the first half year of 2014. Quality of loan portfolio retains on the sustainable level, which is proven on slide number 11. Marginal increase of non-performing loans share in gross loan portfolio up to 1.9% is explained by an increase of share of retail loan book. However, it is obvious from the above left-hand graph, provisions fully cover non-performing loans, with loan loss provision ratio at a high level of 3.1%, at the same time avoiding over-provisioning level. Exit penetration in retail segment on a backdrop of negative macroeconomic environment is expressed in retail NPLs ratio of 5.3%, which is in line with the market. Corporate NPLs increased slightly on less than 10 basic points for the first 6 months of 2014. And now reach 0.25%. Cost of risk remains well below 3%, having reduced on more than 10 basic points on the first quarter to 2.2%. Main driver was decreasing in retail segment, where we have introduced more conservative approach to customer selection due to macroeconomic instability. Largest borrowers' concentration remained unchanged from the year-end of 2013, with exposures of 17 and 28% on top 10 and top 20 loans, respectively. And related party lending still remains non-material. Now let's proceed to slide number 12. CBN's funding base is well-diversified, with significant share of customer deposits, representing 69% of total liabilities, with almost 50-50 split between retail and corporate customers. A hallmark to be mentioned here is a debit mortgage securitization of 3.7 billion Russian rubles in total and 25 years maturity, which the bank successfully completed in June. The bank also executed several transactions on capital markets after the reporting date. In July, it placed 2 5-year domestic bond issues in total amount of 10 billion Russian rubles, and also redeemed its 200 million USD 3-year euro bond issue in August. Now let's move to slide number 13 on the bank's capital position. The bank's capitalization level remains strong, which is evidenced by FRS Basel III total capital adequacy ratio of 14.3% and Tier 1 capital ratio of 10.5% at the end of the first half of 2014. According to Russian accounting standards, capital adequacy ratio maintained well above regulatory minimum requirements, with total capital ratio of N1.0 at a level of 12% at the end of the August. The bank's net income was retained as part of the capital in the first half of the year, and potentially, even with only retained the annual net income, CBM is still capable of strong further growth and development. At this point, I suggest finishing our first half 2014 results presentation. Thank you for your time and attention, and now let's proceed to Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will now take our first question from Mikhail Nikitin of BTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Yelena and Vladimir. Many thanks for the call. I noted an increase in restructured loans over the past 6 months, and they are still relatively low, but I just wanted to ask if you could tell us about the nature of these restructured loans and why they are increasing. And my second question would be regarding the cost of risk in the unsecured retail. Again, it was fairly low compared to levels reported by other banks, but what's your expectations for the second half, both in terms of growth in consumer loans and in terms of potential costs? Thank you.
So there is as I understood, there are two questions, yes? First of all, about the restructured loans. Second, yeah, okay. In terms of restructured loans, my view that we cannot call them really restructured, but we came to the agreement with our auditors that it's better to say that maybe this loan can be shown as restructured. There is a company working in Moscow region. They are developers, and they have several projects, and there was a possibility of refinancing this loan in other bank, and we decided to keep this client with Credit Bank of Moscow. And technically, yes, technically it's it was like a restructuring of the loan, but due to the very good quality of the customer and good interest rate, we decided to show this in this view as a restructured loans. So maybe that
just
there is
change
no
in
problem.
Terms and change in conditions, right? So not even impaired,
yeah.
Right?
So this loan, in my view and the view of my risk management, my colleagues in the bank, this loan is not impaired, but due to technical reasons, we had to move this loan to the restructured loans. And second question was, just could you please repeat it once again?
What you're seeing currently in unsecured retail, do you expect any increase in the cost of risk in the consumer lending segment? What's your expectations for the second half, both in terms of growth, because your portfolio has grown rather, faster than many peers, and in terms of potential rise in cost of risk and NPLs?
I'll try to answer on these questions. The first, our projections of growth of unsecured lending to the end of this year, we expected that our retail loan portfolio will increase up to 30%, but as we mentioned on our previous call, the maximum level of cost of risk for retail was on the first quarter of 2014, and now we expected the stable level of cost of risk for this portfolio because we introduced a very conservative approach to retail lending in first quarter.
Right, so it's going to be like maybe 5% annualized, the provisioning charge, not higher.
Well, cost of risk not higher than 6%. 6% is our level for us.
Okay.
Actually, yes, I'm happy to maybe underline once again that if we compare second quarter to the first quarter, in the second quarter we've seen a little bit decrease in of cost of risk for the retail portfolio, and which really proved the right way of new standards of underwriting we implemented a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Before. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Kinzia Mashika of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Ksenia Mishankina from UBS. Thank you for the presentation. I just have a quick question. What are your projections in terms of loan growth for the full year, this year, and next year? Thank you.
Could you please repeat the question because the connection wasn't very good?
Okay, sure. What are your projections for the loan growth for 2014 full year and next year, 2015?
Our projections for 2014 for total loan portfolio is about 20% for total portfolio, and in 2015 about 15 to 20%, and the main reason for this will be any capital injection.
So this question is, a lot of people asked me this question last month or 2 months. It's not so easy to give any forecasts due to the current geopolitical situation, macroeconomic situation. We will see. But Credit Bank of Moscow really not suffering a lot from all the last changes in macroeconomy in, just want to repeat, the geopolitical situation. We try to benefit a little bit from this, getting some new clients from the market. But the real limit for every bank is the capital. And as you know, Credit Bank of Moscow, normally we have quite a good levels of capital adequacy ratios for Russian standards, for international standards. For example, we have now more than 12% N1, so-called N1.0, with the new standards. So the level is healthy. But, of course, if you want to grow more than, let's say, 15 to 20%, which is our normalized ROE, we need some new capital, new money. And as you see now, the markets are really closed for the Tier 1, absolutely closed for Tier 2. Maybe will be some windows or small windows, but we cannot really have any forecast for this now. That's why we can limit our growth only with the 15%, which is the level of our ROE, 15 to 20%.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of NPLs, what are your forecasts for the next few years?
For the next years?
By the end of the year and then the next year.
Quite the same level as we have now, and any other forecast not so easy to give for the next year, for example, because we are still budgeting it. And the same. The situation is changing so rapidly that any forecast will be, not very fair.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Maxim Milshin of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hello, that's Maxim Milshin. Just have two small questions. The first one is on provisions. How would you explain it rise in the first half, and the second one on weaker FX rate of ruble? What's the impact on your results?
Could you please repeat the first question to understand it clearly?
Yes, sure. How would you explain the rise in provisions in the first half?
Okay.
We introduced in first quarter of 2014 new methodology for corporate lending, and in the fourth quarter of 2013 new methodology for retail lending. So it's based on probability of default for each loan and based on Basel III standards. For these terms, we see that the level of cost of risk for retail loan increased a little bit because we try to predict every we try to predict every default in retail loan for this period, and in corporate loans we see that the level of provisioning decreasing due to this methodology because we were over provisioned in 2013, and now, as we have also mentioned, we expect that the level of cost of risk will be stable for the next period.
But actually, of course, the main reason, if we see that the tendency, I cannot say that I really expect the tendency will be very good. So, as we said a little bit before, we expect quite stable level of current levels of cost of risk and NPLs. And of course, if there will be higher deterioration of Russian macroeconomy, it will come the same to the levels of NPLs and cost of risk to any bank of Russia. So. We cannot say that we will be absolutely inside of this.
Yes, that's clear. Thank you. And the second question on weaker ruble exchange ratio, did you estimate has somehow an impact on your results?
You know, if we can talk in two ways. I can answer in two ways. So first of all, about the bank. So for us, will be no results, no influence, because we have no open positions. This is first, and second, in terms of the clients, of course, some of them are benefiting from this. Of course, this is mainly exporters, and some of them, of course, have some decreasing of their results. But normally, for the first group, we have more clients for the first group than for the second group, because normally, if the company is working only in Russia with the Russian rubles, we never provide them with the forex financing. If I can say about the direct impact. Indirect impact, of course, can be different for any customer, but we didn't expect any possible problems or losses because of ruble leaking.
Thank you very much. That's clear.
There are no further questions over the telephone at this time. I will now hand you back to the host for any additional or closing remarks.
If that's all, thank you very much for the call. We will hear you in, I think, 3 months with our third quarter results. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.